Hello, Libra, and welcome to Astrology Studio for 2024-25, and in truth, 2026, because the astrology of 25 and 26 kind of blends seamlessly into one another, except for the surges in energy that will happen in the springtime of both years. So it's not necessarily going to be a smoothly distributed flow of energy, but it is one continuous story. And this is going to be a necessarily intimate reading, just owing to the subject matter and the houses that are involved, particularly some very sensitive relationship houses. And given the sheer number of aspects involved in developing stories, there's no way to cover all of it, so I'm not going to try to. But I'm going to trust that astrology is a holographic art, which is what I mean by that is that when you have a good understanding of part of your chart and how it's working, that tends to replicate into other aspects of life. And pretty much everything I'm saying applies to all facets of your existence, because the scope of things is so encompassing that it's a little bit daunting. And I suspect that one of the reasons people mistrust astrology is the misreading of charts like this, which is to say, either kind of overhyping them with, you know, like, oh my God, this is going to happen, it's going to be so great, and then also being predictive and overly cautionary and warning about things that are not really going on, and kind of missing the point. Now, fortunately, I've had quite a while to contemplate your chart here, this solar chart that I'm holding. And really, the chart that I'm working with is the October 2nd eclipse, the annular eclipse, with the April 8th eclipse in mind of last year, and then for next year, looking at the mainly the chart for the conjunction of Chiron and Eris in your opposite sign, Aries. And what all of these charts have in common is very strong emphasis on the Aries-Libra axis. And since I'm kind of opening with that as my gambit here in this extraordinary, really wild astrology, I would call attention to an idea that I first read studying Alice Bailey, her book Esoteric Astrology, which is that the sign polarities work as one thing. You know, we're used to saying, you know, hi, I'm a Pisces, or, you know, I'm a Libra. But the lived reality is that, for example, Libra and Aries work as one energetic system. The opposite signs have quite a bit in common. For example, they're both masculine, cardinal signs, in your case, Libra and Aries, even though Libra's ruled by Venus. And the work of astrology, if we think of astrology as a spiritual path, is the integration of the opposite sign, the gradual becoming like, the gradual acceptance of, and the almost like emotional and spiritual digestion of that seeming opposite into everything about who you are. The sign polarities are usually experienced as opposites. And that means that the sign that is in the seventh place, in your case, Aries, is usually experienced and referred to as the relationship house, which it can act as. And your sign, Libra, or your rising sign, is ruled by Venus, and your opposite sign is ruled by Mars, and that makes sense. Even if you're female, which you probably are if you're listening to my astrology, even if you're male, which you're probably not if you're listening to my astrology, Libra's ruled by Venus, and that can and often does represent you. Opposite sign is ruled by Mars, and that can represent people around you, particularly close partners. But when we get astrology like we have been having, going back a while, going back to when the lunar nodes entered Aries and Libra, around maybe five seasons ago, a little more, probably we're looking at sometime in mid to late 2023. I don't have that fact handy, but that's about when it was. It is very important to suspend this this idea that we are supposed to be projecting the seventh house outward, and to consider carefully the necessity of bringing the seventh house, the opposite house, opposite sign, inward, and recalling those things that are normally projections, which is most of how our relationships are. Most relationships are kind of projection fests. And this includes a lot of projection of the entire concept of the opposite sex onto people in separate bodies, rather than what we're kind of getting in satire form in the currently acceptable politicized version of sex, which is the need to become the opposite, to fully recognize inwardly that you contain both polarities. And this is not an easy thing to do, because externally projected polarities are very intriguing. And they show up in people in very intriguing ways. And there are not very many easy, maybe there are none, easy routes to transforming this experience of projection. And plus, these experiences of the opposite, the other, can be incredibly intriguing and compelling and alluring and attractive. And yet, we know they are often fraught with rather incredible challenges. And one of the reasons for that challenge is because there is so much projection going on and so little full acknowledgement of the idea that what we experience is largely a projection of consciousness. Now, I'm not saying this in a megalomaniacal way, like you create the entire universe, though that is an arguable point. A Course in Miracles takes that viewpoint. I do not reject it, but I think it's a difficult one to teach, having not being able to say, look, here's how you do it. It's so simple. But what you can do is you can account for the fact that a lot of what you are perceiving in other people, particularly their oppositeness, the thing that makes them so alluring and intriguing to you, by which I mean sexually and their personality and their like all that stuff about them, and the ways that they have traits and qualities that you might not have. That whole thing can gradually be seen as an interior experience. And what I have observed is that when it is observed as an interior experience, that life actually gets easier. The relationships go more smoothly. There can be all kinds of things revealed that you might not have seen because you were doing what ego consciousness tends to do, which is to project onto the world and largely see its projections. And so through the process of first taking ownership of your projections and then imagining, even as a thought experiment, that you are making this whole world that you live in, there can be lots of things revealed, like who people really are instead of who you thought they were or assigned them to be. And that can include all kinds of incredible discoveries, some of which you may love, some of which you may